from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Part of the Creedence Clearwater Revival Band, one of the greatest American bands of all time. He, of course, wrote Center Field with Willie Mays in the lyrics. And John, geez, boy, thanks for joining us.
This is John Sally.
John Sally.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny, if this is our last show, I will always remember that day, man.
Boy, did I take one for the team there.
You did. That's why I asked, did you go to dinner? You got something.
Some of your greatest work.
I don't even think he said he was sorry.
Nah, the Bob Dylan. I went in there. Oh, Steiny, that was great, man.
Let me tell you what was on display that day. What was on display front and center that day was my professionalism.
My fault.
Oh, John Sally.
I walked out of the studio.
John Sally.
I looked at Nahegan. He was ashamed.
Wow.
And I said, it happens, man. People make mistakes happen.
Oh, man. Just think if you were Sally, though.
Why don't you just think?
Mother effers, this is John Sally. Who you, John? Fuck. Oh, hell no.
Just think about some of the other people who worked in radio, sports talk radio over the years, and how they might have handled a situation like that.
I said I listened to it 70 times. This is actually 71.
Okay.
One thing we could have did better, he ran some material about, I helped with that song, about the Willie Mays, and we kind of, if you would have said, John Sally, he said, I helped co-write that song, and you kind of just, hey, John, take a playoff. Let me continue introducing you. And I think that's why I hung up.
I must have blacked out. I missed that part.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He said I helped co-write that song with this. When you led up to the lead, Sally responded trying to play ball saying, I helped co-write it. And you were so locked in, I don't think we gave him love for his joke. And that's when it turned dark.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe he's like trying to impersonate John Fogerty.
Yeah, he said, I helped write that song.
I never heard that.
It was crickets. We kind of like bad joke. I'll play it again for you.
Okay.
John Sally. John Sally.
See, it feels like you're laughing at me now,
not with me.
I don't like it.
No, I couldn't wait for Fogerty.
John Sally. I was excited for Fogerty.
You could tell that's
I would have been excited for Sally,
right.
Had I known.
Oh, Spider.
It also was because of the day. Like,
yes.
The tone of the show.
You're right.
Yeah. Klay Thompson. Golden State Warriors, offseason has essentially started, and it's
ugly. I'm calling it ugly.
It's going to be very challenging
But the reports around what's going on or not going on is ugly. Anthony Slater, there's no paraphrasing. Monty put, there's nothing be like. Even the first take, there's nothing going. Like, can we just relax? Man, just say they're not talking. Why does it have to be? There's nothing, crickets. So that's not good for me.
But you're so.
I said you're operating. You, Dan, Clay, we're going to be gone. I told you guys that.
But okay, so you're operating under the
premise that he's out.
Belief that if Clay's not here, it's bad. I'm not. I don't. That I'm not.
Well, the shooting component scares me.
Okay. Well, they'll address it. They'll address it. And listen. You know I harp on the age thing, but this is, let me just, again, Austin called and said, well, we don't know about these young guys. We don't know about these young guys. Okay, you're right.
I believe that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you go into next season with Curry, Klay Thompson, Paul George or Butler, Green and Looney and Trayce Jackson-Davis, you move Kuminga and Moody, I can't prove it. That team's getting hurt. I'm sorry, but that team's going to get hurt.
But see, I would. Nobody lives their.
Yes.
I don't want to say their life like that, Stoney. That can hurt.
But if injuries happen. If you're starting four 35-year-olds, you must acknowledge they're more likely to get hurt than four 25-year-olds.
I ain't going to fight you on that. I can't.
Let's go to Gary in Daly City. What's going on, Gary? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Every day is a good day when you wake up.
I like that.
Yeah, as my mom, I grew up a child. My mom taught me, every day is a good day when you wake up. She added a lot of other words, too. So I can't fill them in, but you guys get to get a paper route, hustle. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. Now just give me a Tesla, but it doesn't work like that. But anyway, with Clay and Dre, it's like having an employee at work. Who do you want to have? You want to have a guy that grates on you every day of the employee? And he's a good employee, but he does his job, but he just gets on your nerves every damn day. Or a guy that just shows up, punches the clock, good person, stays below the radar. Which one would you rather take? We've all been there. I've been there. I was in charge of the guys. I knew. You could have to kind of, you know, every day was like, what's going to happen today? And it grows old after a while. Even though he's Curry's protected for the ball, off screens, getting him open on, you know, back cuts and all that with Curry. So that's why he kind of hangs around. But he's been responsible for getting rid of Durant, punching Draymond Poole. We don't want to go on the list. But if anybody's fooled with this team, Joel Acob's kind of, I told you guys a long time, you guys, what's he going to do when this all over with? Because how many fair weather fans are going to go to these games? Oakland was like a different element, and I grew up in the city. I Civic Auditorium and the Cow Palace. So what is he going to do? He's kind of right in the middle of everything. You go get aging guys, like you said, Stein, he's like betting on a horse that breaks down after a while. He's going to get hurt. Why would you keep throwing your money on the same horse?
Yeah.
And with my, and the last thing I'll say, with Draymond, Maya Angelou said, you know, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
God, well that said, always Gary. Got to me. Well thanks, said, man. But I'll say this, to his point, Stoddy, last time they went and got a big game hunting, they won two chips and went three times. That was Kevin Durant. So they haven't repeated that cycle and it not worked. I'll just leave that there.
But,
you know,
I mean,
I hear, I get you on the age.
You can't even make the comparison. There was a spike in the salary cap. The Warriors were able to fit Durant in because of the TV money kicked
in. That's why I think the rules are what they are now.
They are trying to cut money. How do you get better pairing payroll?
My fans on the YouTube chat, and my boy Squirt telling me, "Goo, you're delusional." I'm not, man. And I feel like the Warriors and Joe Lacob are gonna shock the world here shortly in the next week, or what we call shock the world. And the Warriors are gonna have a different makeup, and it may probably be without Klay Thompson. Just that in itself is different. It's new, but I don't think they're going to stop there. They're going to get one of these older guys, and I'm down for it. Because last thing, when I watch Jimmy Butler play when healthy, I never think about his age. When I watch Paul George when he's healthy play, I never think about his age. Steph Curry the same,
really.
And so for who I'm missing one more,
Draymond.
Durantula.
Okay. You're clearly not watching closely if you don't see the age in Steph Curry, Paul George, and Jimmy Butler. you're not watching closely. They're all feeling it. It doesn't happen all at once. I want to make a point. The last caller, he said something great, and this is going to factor into what's going on. What was his name? Do you remember offhand? I want to use his name because he was good.
Yeah, he was.
Shoot.
You're good with names, too.
The last caller. There's two kinds of Warrior fans. They're like the last caller who realizes that nothing lasts forever, and they're going to be a Warrior fan. However Joe Lacob tries to get this thing back on track, even if it means moving off of Clay and moving off of Draymond. Those fans that were fans of this team in 2005 and 2007 and 2010, they understand that, and they will support this team. However, there is absolutely no doubt that right now there are a lot of Warrior fans, I believe, and they're of the younger ilk. They're done with this team when Steph's gone. They're done. They won't have the stomach for something other than that kind of success.
I think you're selling them short, but
I don't.
Because, Donnie, once you're a fan, it's like a marriage. You're in it for the better and the worse.
Okay, do you think they're going to sell out all the time after Durant? I mean, after Curry?
No, they're
why not?
What if they don't trade and Kuminga ends up being the superstar?
They sold out in Oakland. When they weren't great.
You know, so, you know what? I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right. You will, because you're an older school fan who has an understanding of what happened between 1995 and 2007. But there are a lot of young fans who, they're going to be around when Steph leaves.
So you're saying the spoiled.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. Like, it's so easy. Like, and you know what? I truly believe that, although you don't fit into this, but the all the people who are saying keep it together, like, most of them ain't going to be around when these three aren't together or aren't playing for the Warriors. I got to believe that when I see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about all fans, but there's a segment of fans that I don't think they're going to be. It's going to dip after Steph Curry. Duck Sauce. What's up, Duck Sauce? How you doing, my man?
Fellas, good to talk to you. Hey. Glad you're feeling better.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hey, Steiny, I just wanted to push back on something. You know, I feel like some of us that want to see the trio stay together, you know, sometimes you paint a bit of a narrative that we're naive to what that means, though. To me, it's not that black and white. You know what I mean? Like,
Duck. Yeah. I got it. You got to call back.
Yep.
And you know, Duck knows I live.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yep. Duck knows I live.
You ever have pheasant? I was waiting for the goose.
No, that's a three. You ever have pheasant? Mm. That's duck.
No.
Mm. He kept saying duck.
Well, pheasant's different than duck, isn't it?
No, that is duck.
It's a different animal, isn't it?
It's a bird.
But not all birds are the same.
Norm,
like, if you ate a condor, it would taste different than, like, an oriole.
Well, I'm not, but it's still meat. It's still of meat of bird. Pheasant is a duck. So when he said duck sauce, I used to go pheasant hunting with Norm, and our Irish setter, Danny, would go get the ones he would shoot. It's
right.
Duck.
He doesn't get ducks. He gets pheasants, that dog, because they're two different animals.
Pheasants come from the same family as quails, chickens, turkeys, no ducks.
Hate to see it.
Oh, boy. I hope Norm ain't listening. No, hold on. Go ahead, Tony.
What's your favorite animal?
Deer.
I don't know why that was funny. I really don't.
I don't know either, but Evan and I get an unbelievable kick out of it. Boy. All right. Boy, nobody cares about Ayuk getting hosed.
I do.
It's a wrap!
Let me tell you something. Outside of the Chiefs, if I ask you this question,
okay,
just to put the Niners thing in perspective.
Sure.
The most winningest team since 2019, not named the Kansas City Chiefs, since 2019. I got an answer, and I think you're going to guess.
Yeah, it's not. Okay, Niners.
And they have not one thing to show for it. And now the money is getting funny because everybody wants the honey.
Exactly.
And that's why you look back and you think,
well, it's too late. You lost those. You lost those. You can't get them back.
But now it's about, do we lose our, and Steve Young said this, do we lose our best chance to actually.
Maybe. They might have.
And now the money stuff and the disease in me is kicking in, Steiny. And what every good team has to deal with. Hey, Steiny, we love you, bud. Mm-hmm. We can't afford you. Like, that's starting to creep in. And I'm just telling you, man, the window don't stay open forever.
Have you been living with your eyes closed the last 3 years?
No, I haven't.
I mean, why are these things just hitting you now?
I've been saying it with the Niners. They're like, Guru, they're going to be here forever. Like, no, dude. Like, there's a pain and penalty of getting close. And it equates to you're blowing chances. That's all. And that's why I appreciate Kyle and every Niner player for saying, hey, we ain't worried about down the road. I appreciate Kyle for that. He knows what time it is, man. This thing ain't going to stay. You know, you get so many chances. You keep talking about injuries. Niners have, well, outside of Bosa, some fluke stuff. And now you're dealing with one with Greenlaw. But Steiny, there's no way he's not in uniform, right? For the Niners come week one, Monday night against the Jets.
What's that you sent in the Vine last night?
I don't know.
The response?
Which was?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
That's hard. I like that.
I mean, that's two things. There's no way Ayuk's not here. Right, Steiny? I don't know how to answer that. And Steiny, there's no way the Warriors don't make the playoffs this next year. No, I missed three of the last five.
Your answer to Evan's question when we did it? Your question, it was profound. Ayuk and Clay both here?
I said both here.
Oh, boy.
At the time.
Yeah.
Well, see, this is what I was thinking about, Goo. And you need to get off this kick. That's an opinion. Like, are they both going to be here? You know what? If I had to, I don't really care. But
it's not I'd say they.
But my point is that, like, that's not a bad take.
Yeah.
I'm not wrong.
No doubt about it.
What I'm talking about is...
Oh, boy.
What I'm talking about is, when it's all said and done, if, let's say...
you end up being right and he stays.
No, I'm not right or wrong, like on that thing.
Yeah, I don't like that radio. Coming here, I told you.
You said it three times before the show. Like, I hope I'm not right, but I look like I'm going to be.
So you think I'd be happy? No. Yeah, you would be gone and Ayuk would be gone.
You'd strut around here like a peacock or a pheasant.
What would that be? A guess? Because that's all I was doing. I'm not that guy. You should know that.
Okay.
You kind of sound like Dunleavy, Steiny.
How so?
Well, it's, not technically wrong and not technically right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you hear the response about Jordan Poole from last year?
What
would you
like to hear? That hurt me. I would love to. This hurt me.
A year ago, granted, all things change. You did say that you weren't going to, Jordan Poole was going to be on the team about 4 days before you traded him. Is this different than that? To be clear, I said I expected Jordan to be back on the team next year, and I did at that point. But this thing changes so quickly, especially when there's a deadline in place, whether it's a trade deadline, a draft, free agency, things change like that. So I reserve the right to go back on, or not, I wouldn't say go back because I said I didn't expect him to be back, and I would stick
he's right.
And I said I expected him to be back, like I do all the guys we have in our contract. I really do. Like, there's nothing going on right now where I'm like, man, this may not happen or whatever. So things can always change. Draft goes on, picks become available, something changes. But on the whole, I feel pretty comfortable with the group that we got.
I'm gonna give the point to TK.
He's not why.
Because there was a whole lot of words to get back to what you were.
The bottom line is when he said it last year, he said, I expect.
Yeah.
He didn't say it was a sure. Mike's right. He's right.
Yeah. Things change fast.
No, he said, I expect. If you see, this is the thing. Mike Dunleavy's smart enough to know how to play this game. He would never say, oh, Jordan Poole will retire a Warrior.
Right.
Like, he's not going to do that.
But what? He was fighting for his life a little bit with that answer. Because what he said, and then he went, oh, I got, and then he had to did go around the house a few times.
Right, he was right. Mike Dunleavy was right in that he was not wrong.
Right.
That's the kind of thing you latch on to, too.
No, I'm not. I was listening. That was a whole lot of,
Where's the guarantee in? Where's the guarantee in? I expect Jordan to be here.
No, I'm not saying
the that. Reason you say expect is because you don't want to box yourself in.
Mm-hmm. Or because you don't have an answer.
And that was
the answer
bigger...
is he said he expected Poole to be here.
Some could say that ended up being the answer.
What do you mean?
Well, you could play it again if you like.
He expected, there's really nothing to discuss here. Right. Let me guess, we're getting young Warrior fans who are going to tell me how much diehard they're going to be when they're 20 and 62 and 2027. Let's go to Lee in Fairfield. Hey, Lee, what's going on, buddy?
Steiny!
Hey.
What's going on, fellas? Guru Steiny, what's up?
What's up, baby?
Hey,
so check this out, man. I call you guys about Kuminga all the time, man. I don't see Kuminga as part of the future when these other boys leave. So here's the question. Is Kuminga the future, or is he part of a potential future? Because to me, he is not the future. What you say to yourself, wow, when Steph and the boys leave, we got Kuminga to take over. He still doesn't do that for me. As much as I love watching the Warriors play, I like Kuminga too. But he doesn't seem like the kind of guy where it's like, you're going to hit your wagon too in 4 or 5 years. He's just an athlete. He doesn't handle the ball well enough. He doesn't shoot the ball well enough. He don't do enough things for me. And he doesn't rebound enough. How can you let the young fellow from Santa Clara come out of the blue, drafted number 17, and all of a sudden he's rookie of the year? He's on the all rookie team.
Wow.
Basketball IQ, he tangibles. Your boy Kuminga doesn't have the intangibles for you to say this is going to be our guy in 3 years when Steph and the boys leave. He is not that guy. You will see it in 3 or 4 years. We're going to be trying to find somebody else that we can hitch our wagon to. Maybe Kuminga will be a part of it, or maybe he'll be the guy that we trade so we can draft and get somebody. But he's not it.
Listen.
If they let him go, then let him go.
You tell your friends Guru dubbed you OKC because you just brought the Thunder. I agree, Stoddy, and tell me what he said that was fiction. That was fiction. We talked about his lack of rebound up until now. It's just not a sure shot he's the next Pippen.
Duh.
Yeah, but I think some people are like,
idiots
you train
think
him.
He is?
Well, the ones that are
like you, no. 2 years ago.
We don't know.
I just don't understand how and why people don't get it with Kuminga. When did he start playing basketball?
You love this.
When he was 15 years old. Okay, so he's been playing basketball 7 years. He does not have a foundation. Look at a guy. It's Doncic. He's been playing since he was 8. Jokic, playing since he was 8. They're in their 15th year of basketball. They are further along than Kuminga. You can't force feed it. Kuminga's going to be at his best at 27, not at 22, because he's still learning the game. He is. People don't want to hear it, but he's still learning the game.
It's the case for a lot of players, though.
It is the case for a lot of players. All I'm saying is Kuminga is further away from being a polished product than most players 22 years old who have started playing when they're 10 or 12. Like, it's just going to take him longer.
So by the time he's ready,
if he gets it,
Curry will be...
Well, it's over.
43?
Well, but Curry will still be playing well. No, I always think that's funny. I do always think it's funny that, Steph will play 4 or 5 more years.
Stop.
Oh, really? Well, then why is it all or nothing next year? If Steph's going to play 3 or 4 more years... No. Why does it have to be next year?
Obviously, you know where my energy's at. He's not going to be playing at 43, and I know Lakeup and company know it. Like I said, Stoney, you said you dubbed it the price of a dynasty. That's what makes this thing hard. But the one thing I do know is I walk to the caddy when this great show is over, they owe him something, and they owe him the best immediate help they could get.
Well, that's what you think. That's what you think.
Right. We're going to see.
That's what, like, I get it. That's, but I'm going to just be honest with you. Yeah. I don't believe, knowing Joe Lacob, that I, as well as I know Joe Lacob, whoop, I'm telling you right now, he does not feel like he owes Stephen Curry right. something.
I'll give you that.
Right. Should he?
But what about the Draymond? How? What?
He made a mistake. Okay. Like, what more do you need to hear on it?
All right. I hear you.
He blew it. They blew it on Draymond Green.
So you say that on that, I hear you.
You know, I actually viewed Draymond a little differently than everybody else. Not everybody else, but like you. Like, you think, oh, Draymond, till last 2 years, he's going to be, okay, you're going to get a better Draymond. I think you might get a worse Draymond. Like, oh, I think, man, because he's got three more years guaranteed, why does he have
the audacity of, it's got to end somewhere. We got to
wake up, Goo. Yeah.
Well,
wake up.
Tell him the warning.
95.7. Hey, what's coming up? What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking. No compromise.
No. That's gone too far.
Sometimes I'm listening to that show and I'm thinking, oh my God, how does Steinie do it?
Just shut up.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You never cease to amaze me.
Where and
you
who
are
was
just
that?
A fantastical
How
character.
Do you deal with what?
You.
Did she say me? I wasn't here.
You were here.
It was on the afternoon show. Neither of you were here.
Oh.
And she said, how does Steinie deal with me? So that was
I don't know.
She was spraying at me. Or she got the wrong show, Evan, I'm hoping.
So let me throw something at you.
Watch the game again then, Steinie.
That's the one that bothers me just a little bit. No. So I want to make something clear. I'm not saying Steph's got no pull. I'm not saying that. But what boggles my mind, Goo.
Yeah.
So yeah, Steph. What do you think? Well, I think this, that, and the other thing. Okay, Steph, it's noted. We got you. Thanks for your input. We'll consider it. Like, that's it. We were in a room, you and I, with Joe Lacob.
Yeah, we were.
When he uttered the phrase, how much pull do they have? Well, we listened to him, but they're just players.
The old stuff.
But you don't, like, Joe Lacob said that, but you don't believe him there. Because, like, that's why I don't think, because he said they're just players, that flies in the face to me of, we're doing everything and anything for Steph Curry.
Well, you know what? And he did say that. He was on with Bonte in the morning at the old building. That life was different then for the Warriors. Everything is real now, Steinie, and the end is near.
Exactly.
And when I talk about end, I'm talking about the dynasty that was Steph Curry, and things are changing. And at the end of the day, you have to reward the guys and gals that have led and built and been a part of building this dynasty. And with that comes a debt. And I'm not saying Steph is saying, whatever I say, do, Joe. But Steinie, we've been on this earth long enough to know, and we've been covering sports, there is a credit card that the great ones have. And I think Steph Curry now, where we all can know, you know what, that he might be on the back nine. There's the last five holes. It's more imperative now that they get back and have an ability or a chance to compete more now than ever. And I think that may cost some young players their future with the Warriors if they have an opportunity to pull the trigger on a big dog. And it's one of those things, Steinie, to where I don't even think nothing even needs to be said. It's almost known. But when I talk to you like that from that standpoint, I can see how somebody that's so literal like yourself, you take that as if Steph's on a bullhorn saying, you better do this and that. And it's not like that. But it's a given, Steinie.
What's a given?
That Steph Curry has built and made Joe Lacob's millions and billions of dollars.
Do you think Joe believes that?
I believe that.
I don't.
Oh, I believe he believes that. What could he? What's the flip side of not believing that? I'm here for you. I'm not saying Curry's 100% responsible, but...
Well, he's not. Joe Lacob owns the team. Like, I'm not sitting here saying, hey, Steph, hit the bricks. But if Joe Lacob sees a deal, and it's like, okay, Paul George for Jonathan Kuminga, Moody, Gary Payton II, and a 2026 and 2028 first-round pick. Joe Lacob will not say, you know, I hate that deal because in 2026 and 2028, we might not be very good without Steph.
Yeah.
And I don't really think that Paul George gets us back into title contention. So even though Steph wants to do it, I'm going to do it even though I don't believe in it. I don't think he would do that.
All right. Meet me halfway and say that that's a possibility. It could come down to something just like what you laid out.
Maybe.
And he can choose. You know what, Steph? I'm not doing it. I could see you want to do it. But you do understand that, like, he's going to come to some type of crossroad, whether Steph signs off on it or not. But that's how it's going to go down, is they want to have him involved in that.
If you think, I don't, like.
Steiny, if you were number, if this.
You don't get Joe Lacob, bro.
You don't understand
multi-billionaires.
You taught me, and rightfully so, he's a killer, and then we don't know what in the hell happened.
Bring it up Draymond.
Yeah,
again.
But Steiny, it's incredible.
What's incredible?
This dude was not. You know, Paul George, or like he's kind of one dimensional. And really? I think the team has figured out all the Warriors' action when Dre's just sitting up there with the ball. It's like they're easy to guard. And I would just think this is not 2016 to where he was looking at Dre like, oh man, we're still at the beginning. I thought Lakin was going to be like, well, let me tell you what, Jeff, you're still a good defender, but you ain't great. And whatever was said and read, he got 4 years for 100 to where now you're saying, yeah, good, even I'll say that was a mistake.
Of course it was a mistake. Is there anybody that doesn't think that was a mistake?
I wonder if Joe thinks it was a mistake.
He'll never admit it. Mm. But you all were wrong. You were wrong.
Yeah.
Like this whole idea of without Draymond, we're nothing. We can't win without Draymond.
I was the one lobbying
for that. But see, that's also what happened. Kerr and everybody under the sun, right after the season, said, well, we got to have Draymond. If we don't have Draymond, we got to have Draymond. Got to have Draymond. Can't win without Draymond. Well, that puts pressure on an organization.
But they acted that way when it was all said and done.
It had to work out.
It didn't work out, Steiny.
Thank you.
And it's still going.
Thank you. And I'll tell you what else I'd be really leery of working out, and that is not having first round draft picks when Steph Curry is not a Warrior.
I get that.
Like, let me just throw this. Here's what I'm most scared of, more scared than anything else, is we don't have first round picks when Steph Curry's not here. Like, that's the biggest, that scares me more than anything that's going on right now, in a way. Like, that's one thing that I would go out of my way to protect against.
My biggest fear would be them trading someone like Steph Curry for a bunch of future first-round picks and then whiffing on all of them.
But
lots, like multiple James Wisemans. And that would be my biggest fear.
And let me give you mine.
That's not going to happen with Dunleavy.
And the youngsters aren't good enough, and we're just a team that doesn't make the playoffs.
The old guys aren't good enough.
Oh, all of it, the collective. We're just not. We're the Warriors with Steph and Dre, but we're not even good enough to make the playoffs. That's my nightmare.
Well, that's now. you're living it. You're in your nightmare.
We're hoping it was an anomaly, Steiny.
Three out of the last five years. That's not an anomaly. That's a pattern. 5-21.
Well, but if you're going to do that, then...
Yeah, there's a championship in that five.
Sure.
In that three. If you're going to nitpick years.
Okay. Right. And, And I'm,
by the way, they're also a 66 winning percent when Draymond played this year. So,
well, I never said anything other than
well, who was the guy that called in and said they were just a 500 team when Dray played?
I'd have to look at who they played.
Yeah.
No,
but Evan's right. It was better than 500. That guy called and said they're just a 500 team goo when Dray played. And I said, well, what if you take half of the... No, that was wrong.
I don't care. They were 5-21 against good teams. 5-21. That's all. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Last night, DK Sportsbook, real quick, is gambling, Stoney. They're reporting last night it was plus 3,000 that Paul George would be a Warrior. Plus 3,000. Okay. That's gone down to plus 600.
Okay. Is that means what?
That
I'm not a great bettor.
You would think. I don't know what sources they have. But
it's more likely
to happen.
Okay. Well, order the rings, right? I mean, order them up.
I thought you said Lord of the Rings. Oh,
order the rings.
Yep.
Here we go. We're attacking our 9-month NBA season with four guys 35 years old. Whew, that's scary to me.
You hate age.
Because
what about wisdom?
You need to be in your prime to win a title. Even when the Warriors won it 2 years ago. Like, that's a big 2 years. All right. What do we got on the other side? Oh, crossover. Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.